It's the Rick Emerson Radio Program. It's 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Rick, this email says, about we built this Starbucks. Thanks so much for following a song about someone dying slowly with a song that makes me wish I was dead. Incidentally, my wife and I have taken to using the phrase, I'm knee-deep in the mocha, for whenever things are really busy or hectic or going poorly. Thought you'd like to know. Indeed, I did. Rick, I think I have heard the song that will bring the Tim Riley factor back into the limelight.
No.
Sarah on keyboards, Tim on...
No.
Tim on the thing. Rick singing, teach me how to die.
I don't think so.
Good times. Rick, about perfect-looking women. Nicole Kidman. I saw her in the recent Bewitched movie, and that woman must have a deal with the devil or something. I swear she looks at least as good now as she ever did. Although, of course, she had her clothes on in that movie, so who can say? Rick, about your G.I. Joe erotica. It warms my heart. It warms my heart that there are people out there with time on their hands to search for such things as G.I. Joe erotica. I may be between jobs again, but I'm spending my time using the internets in finding gainful employment and funny animal pictures to put on my MySpace page. If the gentleman has time for that and is at work, good for him. Lucky bastard. Best show ever. Finally, does Sarah know that her good buddy, Michael Ian Black, is coming to town?
Ooh.
See, that's what it takes to get your attention.
Really?
You're all distracted by your new blogger today.
I'm sorry.
No, you're not really. I don't think you are, Sarah.
Well, you keep talking about food.
I'm not.
I don't know. You lost me during the whole fast food rant.
Somebody's projecting.
About working at Taco Time.
I'm not talking about food any more than I normally do.
So what's
do.
The jump for?
Is somebody fasting?
I want to eat pad thai at 3. And all
go
I have is this
go
bag
ahead.
Of broccoli.
Oh, I see. Is this the fasting now so you can eat pad thai at 3?
Yeah.
Let me just tell you really quickly about what I ate last night.
Did you eat good?
No, I did not. Well, I did initially. I held out. I held fast. It's that thing where it's like, you know, the
like you eat a salad and then you finish it up with some ice cream.
You know, well, it's not that. You know, my weakness is like pastry type stuff. You know, like cookies or, you know, whatever, pie or something. Not so much cake, but like pastry type stuff. Man, so it's like I'd eaten well, held it below like 1,800 calories, did a bike ride. I'm all like thinking like, yeah, that's right, bitches. You know, and I was all just ready to like. And then Laura had gone to, you know, this weekend she'd gone to hang out with some hideous, stinking hippies in Eugene. But she was like at some, I don't know, country market or whatever, and she brought back like this huge wedge of pie. She's like, here, have a huge wedge of pie. I could have said no. Could have passed. I could have had a small slice of the big wedge of pie. I could have made it into 3 smaller wedges. No. Because in my head, here's the logic I have. I got to eat it now and get rid of it so it's not around to tempt me. Now, I could do that by just giving it to someone else. Eating half, throwing half away. Eating half, half for the dog, half in the trash. No, I got to eat the whole thing so it's gone so I'm not tempted to eat the whole thing. Here's Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth and so forth.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth.
And things of this nature.
This is Tim Riley.
Please chase down 2 speeding Mustangs and capture the drivers. These are 2 separate Mustang incidents. One was racing 100 miles an hour without headlights.
We were racing.
First one happened at 3 a.m. when Portland police began pursuing a Mustang going southbound I-205. Took 15 minutes to chase the man down. Apparently, he was a lone male occupant. He was taken into custody I-205 southbound near Monterey in Clackamas. The driver, 32-year-old Philip Gerald, being investigated for reporting domestic violence also.
Cops chased me down. Now I'm arrested.
Then the next chase started around 3 a.m. southbound lanes I-205. This involved a Mustang black in color with a white racing stripe. This is a completely separate incident, a separate Mustang. This driver, identified as Stephen Raymond Daniels, turned off his headlights during the chase and managed to avoid spikes that police lie down the roadway. What? At times, he was over 100 miles an hour, too.
This is pretty impressive, actually. Not that you should do that, kid.
Speeding Mustangs.
Guarding the toy. I'm just saying, that's pretty great.
It is.
All right.
Well, this week is Winter Awareness Week in many parts of the United States. We have snow and ice in some parts of Oregon, too. Spokesman for Winter Awareness Week reminds parents to educate the kids on the dangers of ice.
Ice is like a magnet to children, and they don't understand that it takes several inches, 4 inches of ice, really, to support a human being. And so parents really have to warn their kids just to stay off the ice.
Ice is like a magnet to children.
Yes. Be sure to carry a pair of handy ice picks with you.
So if you do break through, you can use those picks to dig into the surface of the ice, and then by kicking your feet and kind of scooting yourself forward,
you can
pull yourself back onto the surface of the ice, and then you roll away from the hole.
Or you know what? Dumb kids could just die and not have dumb kids of their own. So let's just say, and by the way, does it seem like maybe giving kids ice picks is not, that really is a case of the solution there might be a little bit more lethal than the problem. Kids, I want you to take these ice picks with you everywhere you go. Genius.
Bond is back in theaters this weekend. Daniel Craig takes over 007's duties in the new screen version of James Bond in Casino Royale. This is the 21st film in the franchise. Bond is the first blonde bomb. The first person who is not a brunette. He remembers when he got the call from executive producer Barbara Broccoli asking if he'd be interested in the role.
Got the call, Barbara wants to see you. I was like, okay. I got a copy of the book, read the book, sort of went, okay, it was interesting. Went and said hello, said, I'm very honored, thank you very much. You're having a laugh. What's going on? I mean, it's a very nice thing, but I can't. I approached it as I approached everything else. I said, show me a script and I'll make a decision.
The guy was in Munich. He was really good in Munich. I'm not a huge James Bond fan, the word is he's really good.
Daniel Craig has asked if the intense internet criticism is bothering him.
It affected me. It affected me, you know, in a negative way. I didn't feel, you know, it sort of was, Christ, what do I do with this? I mean, I can't answer it. And the only way I can answer it is to present the movie and say, look, have a look at it. If you still don't like it, if you still feel the same way, so on.
Yes. And the best part is you can tell he's turning away from the microphone at the end. Michael Ian Black, by the way, will be at the Wonder Ballroom. Doing something or other.
Poetry reading?
Do you know what day?
I swear to God, it's in the category of music. Music, rock and pop. Michael Ian Black, Saturday, December 9th. So there you go.
How much are your tickets?
Tickets are, let's see. Let's find out, shall we? Does Michael Ian Black, does he sing?
See, and then if we have him on the show, we can clear it up once and for all that I wasn't stalking him.
Maybe you can clear it up. I'm going to do everything I can to further that notion.
Okay.
No, here's the thing. I'll tell him you were stalking Joshua Jackson.
Okay, this game isn't funny.
maybe not to you. It's like I'm sure it wasn't funny for Don and Mike last night when their phones went dead. It was fantastically entertaining to Dan earlier. Ticket $16.
That's too much.
You should tell him that if we have him on. And try to talk him down. Try to barter him down. Be like, I'll give you 9. Just see what he says. All right, there you go. So Michael Ian Black will be here doing...
What type of songs does he sing?
You know, I don't really know the answer to that.
Would Michael Ian Black be somebody you'd want to have in the studio?
Here's the thing. I don't really know who he is or what he does. My 100% of my Michael Ian Black knowledge comes from him making smarmy remarks on, you know,
he
those.
He pops up in balloons on VH1 specials.
What is those darn 80s or whatever that show
I
is?
I love the 80s.
And yeah, that's
3D 80s.
The extent of my knowledge of him. It comes from him making ironic comments about, like, Punky Brewster or something during I Love the 80s. That's it. I don't know.
How did he get a job like that?
I literally know nothing else.
Well, you know he was in Wet Hot American Summer.
No, I don't. I'm not.
Have you ever seen that movie?
I'm not exaggerating. I don't know anything. I could not. Right now, here's a little pop culture quiz. Give me 3 shows, one of which he was really on.
All I know is the Wet Hot American Summer one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. His whole career consists of being a smirky pundit. Not unlike someone else
we
know.
State.
What?
The State.
Oh, the sketch comedy show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, also didn't watch.
The Steak?
The Steak. I got nothing.
Speaking of that, there's...
Well, he's on Queer as Folk, and that's Hal Sparks.
That's Hal Sparks.
I always get him confused with Hal Sparks.
No, he's a different person.
All right.
I remember Hal Sparks being a villain guy on Talk Soup.
All right. Yeah, see, I got nothing. So, I have nothing against him. I'm saying I'm not biased,
you
but
need
I do
a job before you'll consider buying a ticket.
It's just I'm saying I have a little bit of a skewed perspective on him because, again, the only thing I know him from is, again, yeah, popping up in a bubble and going, the really amazing thing about the Golden Girls was, you know, and then like that, just talking about 80s stuff. I've never actually seen him act in anything.
Okay, well, you should rent Wet Hot. I can't believe, didn't you?
That's
I thought
it.
You told me about Wet Hot America.
That's Jimmy Garofalo, it's the summer camp movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a meatballs thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a really good movie, and he actually has this really hot scene where he's making out with another guy in a cabin.
Yeah, I put that on my to-do list. Which
yeah.
Note to self. Okay.
Oh, you'd like it. It's a star-studded cast, a really good story.
Okay.
When did this come out?
A while ago.
It's a star-studded cast or a cast of star studs.
No, star-studded
cast. We were flying
My face fell off, and now it's on the ground.
So what intimate venue is he playing?
The Wonder Ball. That's actually where Storm and the Balls played for their first show back.
Wow.
It's a good venue, and it has a good bar down there.
How can you fill that up?
I don't know.
Especially because he's apparently famous for so many things. Okay. If somebody knows what... I'm not trying to be snarky. I'm just saying I don't know. If somebody knows... Because here's the thing, Sarah Dillon, Little Miss Thing.
What?
If somebody knows what Hal Sparks... Not Hal Sparks. God damn it. If somebody knows what...
He's a different person.
Shut up! And we're back in the beginning. Oh! If somebody knows what Michael Ian Black does,
he's
call
a
me...
comedian.
Okay.
Is that really
funny? It says you. It says here he's a rock performer. Call me now at 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. Because here's the thing is, I don't want to do that. I now feel, because of the Joshua Jackson thing, I now feel compelled to run all interviews by everybody on the planet so that I don't go, nah, I don't have any interest in booking a guy that everybody knows. All right, here's Tim Riley.
A man trying to pay a fee using $2 bills has been arrested, handcuffed, and taken to jail after clerks at a Best Buy store questioned the currency's legitimacy and called police. According to an account at the Baltimore store, the 57-year-old man, Mike Balesta, was shocked to find himself taken to the county lockup in Cookeysville and was handcuffed to a pole for 3 hours while the Secret Service was called in to weigh on the case.
In Cookeysville?
Cookeysville.
Is that next to Wacky Town?
Yes, it is. After Best Buy reportedly told Balesta he would not be charged for the installation of a stereo in his son's car, he received a call from the store saying it was in fact charging him a fee. As a means of protest, Balesta decided to pay the $114 bill using 57 crisp new $2 bills.
And they thought they were fake?
Yeah.
God, people are stupid.
The owner of the Capital City Students Store, the Baltimore resident, was a hearty supply of the oncoming currency.
Okay.
This sentence makes no sense at all.
That's okay.
I think this is written by Pravda.
Move on.
He often gives the bills to students who take his tours for meal money.
Please not to make sexy with pants. Okay.
Well, let's explain what happened when he presented the bills to the cashier at Best Buy February 20th.
Okay. By the way, we have this. Michael, this is from Aaron the Geek. Michael Ian Black is an ass face. Screw that guy.
Why?
I'm reading the email.
Okay,
don't blame the messenger, sister.
Okay.
Screw that guy. He does nothing but wear pre-faded Adidas shoes and make fun of kids who collected He-Man figures. Die in a fire, Michael Ian Black.
I've never seen his shoes.
Hal Sparks is where it's at, says Ian. I'd hit that and his Chewy impersonation.
Hal Sparks has just kind of gone downhill.
Aaron says that he would hit that. That should have been an inner voice.
Okay. These people calling about the guy. All right. Hello, Dan.
Dan.
An angry fan.
Okay. Here's Tim Riley.
Christopher Walken will play Ozzy Osbourne in a new film. The Batman Returns actor had a brief role as the wild rocker in The Dirt that follows the career and outrageous antics of the U.S. heavy metal band The Motley Crue. In one scene, Walken recreates Ozzy's famous ant-snorting stunt, in which he hovered up to a line of the insects, mistakenly thinking they were cocaine.
I don't think he mistakenly thought they were cocaine. If you've read The Dirt, they were just trying to outdo one another. And Ozzy was like, oh, snort the ants, and... Because really, what kind of cocaine are you snorting if you're mistaking ants for cocaine? Really, what have you got? Somebody's been stepping on your product too heavily.
Motley Crue frontman Vince Neil lifted the lid on Walken's part in the film, telling ABC Radio, this is an ABC Radio, how funny is this going to be? Other stars believed to be filming cameos in the movie, including Val Kilmer, who plays the late rock legend Jim Morrison in The Doors, and famous Van Halen frontman David Lee Roth, both apparently play rock stars. The screenplay is based on Motley Crue's warts and all autobiography, The Dirt, Confessions of the World's Most Notorious Rock Band, which documents the band's phenomenal rise to stardom in the 1980s, excessive drug use, and womanizing behavior.
Fantastic. Let's do one more, and then Dennis Pitzenbarger will join us here. We got Conway Corman tickets as well.
An unlazy mother, apparently this is the country, was horrified when she examined her newborn daughter to find that the baby's little finger on the left hand was missing. The nurse told her that the baby might have swallowed her own finger. Or it could have been eaten by a cockroach.
Is that a real small baby or a real big roach?
20-year-old Mikosi Gamid from W Section of Umlizzy was overjoyed when she gave birth to...
I don't understand.
Sam Kalulawizi at Umlazy's Prince Mayuri Memorial Hospital, September 27th. When she was born, she had 10 fingers. On October 2nd, I noticed Part of a pinky was missing. I waited for the doctor to tell me what was going on, but he knew nothing of the incident. When the nurse was approached in question, she said my child probably ate her finger and maybe it was eaten by a cockroach.
No, that didn't happen. No, in no way did that happen.
This is in the country of Umlazy.
Okay.
Wherever that might be.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, let's break here. We'll take a break. We'll come back with Dennis Pitzenbarger from PDXAutoClick.com and Fuel Show. It's 503-733-2970 is the Rick Emerson radio program. Like is coming up at 3 o'clock today. Don and Mike at 7. We have the Conway and Corbin tickets we're going to give away today. Also, meet and greet backstage and then additional pairs later on in the week. You stay there. Back after this. Go to school because I ain't got a gun. I ain't got a gun, cause I can't. All right, then. The phrase of the day is engorged with milk. It's the Rick Emerson Show. It's 503-733-2970. Let me see here. Now, welcome to the...
There's nothing wrong with a $2 horn.
No. Where'd the fuel thing go? Let's now welcome to the... I don't know where it is. It's gone. Oh, wait, no, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Fuel Show and PDXAutoClick.com, Dennis Pitzenbarger. Hello, sir.
Hello.
You got like a fruit striped gum tie going on today.
It's kind of a, what was that gum? Is that fruit stripe? Is that what it was called? Never mind, just...
And welcome to 15 Seconds Ago. Hello. Hi, Dennis.
I was reading the USA Today. I thought...
Are you wearing a see-through shirt?
It's a very stylish fitted dress shirt, yes.
Okay. Because I can,
You can see my undershirt.
You can see his nipples?
That's why I'm wearing the undershirt.
All right, just checking. Because it seems like I can see...
You have big nipples like Aaron?
No.
Is that why you have to layer your shirt?
Stop!
No.
Why?
And
why? Why? What did you say?
No. I don't like it when my nipples poke through my shirt.
you started it, sister. You can't turn away and be like, ooh, I don't want to talk about nipples. Matt, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick.
Hello.
I'm going to get you on speakerphone here, bud.
Thanks. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Thank you. Yeah, Michael Ian Black.
Oh, yeah. What about, who is he?
They had a variety show called The State.
Right, it was a sketch show, yeah.
Yeah, and then also a couple guys took off with him and did Stella, another sketch comedy kind of Saturday Night Live kind of thing, but super edgy. Super gay innuendo.
Super
and,
edgy and super gay.
Very fantastic. Funny.
I think we've got a new liner for Buster Produce.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but I'm a big fan, Mr. Emerson, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
You betcha.
All right,
bye-bye.
There you go. That's Matt.
Yeah, you've got to get that done today.
Super edgy and super gay. Hold on, let me write this down. Super edgy. Super. Wile E. Coyote. Super gay. Super gay. All right, hey, you son of a bitch, were you looking through the questions?
I was not looking through the questions.
It looked a lot to me like you were looking through the questions.
I was looking at the USA Today, and two things caught my eye. One was this headline, U.S. bishops call for responsible withdrawal. That pretty much says it all.
Bam.
And then this was actually for the lovely Sarah X. Dillon. I didn't know that Britney had a chin implant.
Oh, man. Have you seen that? Look at that chin and how wide it is.
What happened to her?
Man.
Did you read why she's wearing this ridiculous hat everywhere?
No. Is her hair falling out?
No.
Tell me her hair is falling out.
Rick, her hair is not falling
out. No, Sarah, hundreds of millions of men and women suffer from hair loss.
I'm sure they do. Hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions. Skillions.
I guess Kevin Federline hates this hat more than anything, so that's why she's wearing it everywhere.
Oh, it's her little personal F you.
Yep.
Fantastic. Good for her. You know, she doesn't look very good. Have you seen the new People? She looks really bad. She's all stringy and whatever. Lately, she's been looking hot. But that's... See, and then when I think about this sex video that she made with Kevin Federline,
that's
I wonder...
when she was hot still.
That's what
it's
saying.
It's a honeymoon,
though,
right?
Yeah, but what did she... Which Britney was that? Was that, like, short-haired Britney? Was that black-haired Britney? Was that
long-haired Britney? Did she already have a kid?
It would have been in the pregnancy, early stages of pregnancy, Britney, which would have made...
Was she married? Was she pregnant when they got married?
Well, that's up for discussion, isn't it?
Well, who knows? I'm just saying. I mean, and somebody nailed it earlier when they, so to speak, when they were saying that, you know, whatever one thinks of Kevin Federline, any man that goes 4 hours with Britney Spears, that's a man that deserves a little bit of admiration.
Yeah, they sell those online. I get constant jug mail.
reinvigorate the passion. Let's now take callers. We'll start with callers 5 and 6. But here's the thing: we have regular pairs of tickets we're going to do for Tim Conway and Harvey Korman. It's all on you, by the way.
Yeah, guys. I know. That's why I'm over here sighing.
Now, here's the thing. Here's how we're going to do it, though. I'll take his call, but we'll take callers. We'll start with caller 5, and then we'll just move on. But just take a couple backups here. 503-733-2978. Except for somebody's phone goes dead or whatever. But here's the thing. Here's what I got. I got two regular pair of tickets to Conway Korman. Their farewell tour, the 17th, this Friday, the Schnitzer. Tim Riley and I are emceeing that. We got two regular pair, and then I got the front row pair, which is backstage meet and greet. So here's how I agonized, and Sarah knows how I agonized over how to do stuff like this. Here's what I agonized over, and here's the conclusion I came to. It's like, well, how can I give away these front row pair, and how can I make it different? Here's the deal. I will play for the caller. You will play against the caller and lose. And the thing is, if I beat you in a shutout, the caller will win the front row and backstage. If I just beat you, period, they'll win a pair. Does that seem fair to everybody? How do you feel about that?
Sure.
So, not even listening.
You keep saying I'm not listening. I'm listening. Elton, you talk for 4 hours a day, every day, 20 hours a week I listen.
You just seem a little disconnected. Is somebody dreaming of pad thai?
I'm a little hungry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Rick, I sit and listen to you all day. Sometimes I kind of space out.
There's no need to be defensive. I was just saying. No, because I'm making sure that this sort of passes muster with everybody.
I'm just wondering how I ends up that I have absolutely no chance of winning.
Well, I'm just saying it's not a question of whether you will lose. It's simply a question of is it a shutout. Now, if I can beat you in a shutout, the caller will win the front row and backstage. If I simply beat you, they will still go, but they'll just get the regular pair of tickets.
Maybe I need like Scotty. Not Scotty, but Scott Daly.
You can
like,
even
text message me like as a coach.
You can even pick the category.
Automotive.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Dennis, no, you have to pick from movie.
You have to pick from this.
TV, music, sports and games.
Well, I mean, sports, I guess. I mean, maybe I'll get lucky and there'll be, you know, 6 NASCAR questions in there. That's about the only chance I have.
How many questions are we going to do, Sarah?
Do you want to do, have we been doing 7?
We've been doing 7.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I'll take this caller. Let's see. This is... Hey, Bill?
Yes, I'm right here.
How are you doing, sir?
Doing great, thank you.
All right, here's the deal. I'm going to be playing for you, sir, with my gargantuan knowledge of all things useless. Dennis Pitsenbarger will be playing against you. If I beat Dennis at the Pop Culture Face-Off, you will go to see Tim Conway, Harvey Korman. If I can beat him in a shutout, you will win the front row passers, and you will go backstage as well.
Fantastic.
All right. Are you pumped, sir?
I am. I'm excited.
All right. Here we go.
You chose sports, Dennis.
Right, yes, I'm preparing my small, but yet also useless, informationally filled brain.
Okay.
All right,
here we go.
What player's home run was challenged in 1983 by Yankees manager Billy Martin because of the pine tar on his bat?
Oh.
Yes,
I actually don't know that.
I'll take a stab. 1983, Ricky Henderson.
That's wrong.
Yeah, all right.
It was George Brett.
Oh, okay, yeah.
George Brett.
Bill's.
All right.
Bill was entranced.
What NBA franchise was known as the Bullets from 1964 to 1997?
Washington.
Washington Wizards.
Oh!
That's right.
All right, well, no, but now Bill can still go to the show. Bill can still go to the show if I end up winning. So
okay.
That is one for Dennis.
Okay.
Now, when neither of us knows a question, do we just discard that?
Yeah, just discard.
All right, so it's 7 answered questions. All right, Bill, you are still in the running to get a pair of passes, though.
Okay.
All right.
All right, what former Buffalo Bills teammate drove O.J. Simpson during the infamous Ford Bronco chase?
Al Cowlings. That's one for me, Rick Emerson.
Yep, that's right.
That's tied. So actually it's zeros, if you want to call it.
Okay, don't be uppity.
What NHL player spent a night in a Toronto jail during in 1988?
Dennis.
88 for hitting another player with a stick during a game.
Wayne Gretzky.
Wrong.
I don't know.
Do you know what that is, Rick?
No.
You know Ciccarelli?
Bunch of jerks. All right.
Godless Canadians.
What are the twins that the Minnesota Twins name refers to?
Rick, It's the Twin Cities.
That's correct.
Oh.
Yeah, that's one for me, Rick Emerson.
You're only up by one, right?
Okay. I got double your score, friend. Second place is a fancy word for loser.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, second place is first loser. All right. Who slammed a pinch-hit home run to win Game 1 of the 1988 World Series for the L.A. Dodgers?
You picked this category, friend.
Dennis. The guy, he was Darryl Strawberry. He was a Dodger at some point in between cocaine arrests.
Do you know?
No.
Kirk Gibson.
So see, first I got one message from Scott Daly. Said, I'll help. The next one says, you're an idiot.
Thank you. I'm trying to support. All right.
Okay. What historical figure was the ultimate bad guy in the 1992 computer game Wolfenstein 3D?
Oh, Rick, Hitler.
That's correct.
That's one for me, Rick Emerson.
How many do you have?
I got three to your one.
Okay.
Okay. What event at the 1979 Chicago White Sox game resulted in a stadium-clearing riot?
Rick, the disco demolition with Steve Dahl. It's one for me, Rick Emerson. You can no longer win, by the way.
What is Dwayne Johnson's pro wrestling nickname?
Rick. The Rock. It's one for me, Rick Emerson.
Who was the first skateboarder to complete a 900
degree? Rick, Tony Hawk.
I have that one. Yes. I at least knew the answer.
All right, 6-1. All right, sir, I'm sorry. You almost got front row and backstage, but you are going to see Tim Conway and Harvey Korman, Friday, November 17th at the Schnitzer, courtesy of AM970 Solid State Radio and the Rick Emerson Show. Congratulations, Bill.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold. Scotty will get your information.
Yeah, and
all
next right, time, Bill, just in case you want to know, split the tickets with me, and I would have thrown it. I'm just saying. Okay. Next time, you know.
All right, well, no. You put up a good you successfully blocked.
I came in there with a little bit of strength, and then I started staring at the pretty colored buttons over here on the board.
Sir, you successfully blocked him from getting the backstage. You're well done on that. So, all right, excellent. Hey, do you want to talk about the your thing? You got a deal?
Well, I mean, obviously, the big news.
Let's see.
I don't know if you have something that would be appropriate.
No, I'm sorry. Is my computer on? God damn it.
How do I follow that up? That's much better. Bastards. Do I talk now?
Yes.
Okay. Throughout the many years and many reincarnations of this show, and mind you, many fine radio stations about the Portland area, the Fuel Show will return to its triumphant and appropriate home in the skirt of the Rick Emerson Show. On AM 970, Saturdays from 9 to 11.
Lurking behind my merkin.
Yeah. I will be hiding under the skirt that is Rick Emerson on talk radio.
Is that the same as a beard?
What kind of beard are you talking about,
Sarah? Yeah, I was going to say, it depends on your position.
Worst announcement ever. Try it again.
I'm waiting for the scream. The Fuel Show, AM 970, Saturdays 9 to 11. We are finally home. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, this is the
Make it sound exciting.
I'm excited. Hey, you know what? We're starting off. Oh, see, the crowd loved it. Or is that rain?
Coming this Saturday, 9 to 11 on AM 970, Solid State Radio, Cutting Edge Car Talk Radio with Dennis Pitzenbarger, Ian Gordon, a cast of thousands. Our good friend F. Matt Peterson returning as part of that program, too. The Fuel Show, it is Car Talk for the next generation. Not your dad's Car Talk Radio show. It's Fuel, and it returns to AM 970, Solid State Radio, its rightful and glorious home. This weekend, all shall kneel!
Well, that's what I was going to say. You stole it from me.
That was on, like first gear, dude. I wasn't even trying with that.
All right, well, this Saturday, 9 to 11, AM 970, we'll see the return of the Fuel Show. Not the return, because we've never been here. But it will be the first show for the Fuel Show. And as first guest, start with a little... Are you choking me? Thanks, I appreciate that.
No, I'm saying you're choking. Oh, Dennis, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt you.
No, you really are. You really are just eating it.
You're just so charismatic, and this should be so exciting.
I am very excited. I got excited out in the hallway, and then left me.
It was just Scotty's playa. Was it Scotty's dollar playa cologne?
Well, that stuff, no, that took out my eyelashes.
He came back in here earlier, and it smelled like he put on a second coat.
I think he reapplied.
Well, hey, we're starting off strong. This weekend, we're actually going to have one of the biggest icons, one of the biggest names in the automotive world in general, Mario Andretti.
See, that's big news. Even I know who that is.
Okay, Mario Andretti is going to be on our show this weekend. We're going to start off strong. We're going to keep the bar high because the week after that, we have none other than Tommy Chong from Cheech and Chong.
Really?
Yeah. So
that's pretty damn cool.
Tommy Chong's going to come on the show. He's going to talk about it. Now, he's really big into electric cars, and that's one of his little things he wants to do. And on top of that, then we'll have Roland Sands the week after that. I'm sure Sarah knows that she's making...
Say who?
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
But Mario Andretti followed by Tommy Chong. That's pretty big stuff.
That's pretty big stuff.
And then who is after Tommy Chong?
Roland Sands, who's from the Biker Build-Off on the Discovery Channel. So it's pretty star-studded. I've drank way too much caffeine in the morning, and I'm just kind of fluttering out. Thank you very much.
There you go. It's a graceful exit for you.
I'm very happy to be a part of AM970 and be part of the family that is Rick Emerson, Tom Likas, all that stuff once again. Yeah, I know. You can break. It's okay.
I'm just going to play you off. Academy Award style.
Okay, so one more time. I want to thank my director and all the... Stop the music! I'm not done!
Okay. Dennis Pitts and Margaret, ladies and gentlemen, we're back after this. Don't go anywhere. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Ladies and gentlemen, let's pay another visit to Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Controversial Arab television network Al Jazeera will launch its new English-speaking channel in Washington tomorrow. It'll feature anchor Dave Marash, who has worked for ABC's Nightline. It was supposed to be carried by Comcast, but at the last minute, they pulled out, so you probably don't have much of a chance to see it.
Is that true that Comcast was going to carry Al Jazeera?
And at the last minute, something happened.
What is that? It's a network of propaganda, or whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
I almost wish they would have, just so the firestorm could have ensued.
Kirstie Alley, who was once known as Fan Albert, donned a bikini to show off her new shape on the Oprah Winfrey Show, fulfilling a pledge she made about a year ago. A fat actress, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Winfrey said Alley, who is 5'8", is lost 75 pounds after hitting a high of 220 pounds. Her weight gain was documented in various unflattering paparazzi photos.
Sam, are you going to close the bar tonight?
To the sound of Brick House, Alley, who's 55, strutted onto the stage in a maroon bikini for Monday's show.
I'm good inner beauty.
She said she would never have the courage to wear a bikini on stage when she was 30, despite being slender. Duct tape does not work any better than doing nothing to cure warts in school children. A study of 103 children aged 4 to 6 show the duct tape worked only slightly better than using a corn pad.
Who?
A corn pad?
Duct tape? Who is curing their children's warts with duct tape?
I don't know. Apparently, at some point, they used a corn pad, which is a sticky cushion that does not actually touch the wart, which is considered to be a placebo. After 6 weeks, the warts of 8 children, 16%, in the duct tape group, and the warts of 3 children, 6% of the placebo group, had disappeared, said researchers in this useless story.
I can't even keep up. A, let me just say it. I'm Buck Melanoma, Molly Russell's wart. Second, the warts of 3 children, doesn't that... Warts of 3 children, an eye of a winged thing. Yeah. And then who's, seriously now, who's curing their children's warts with duct tape? Is that just a, hold still? You know,
apparently this is some backcountry recipe.
Maybe this is the salt of the earth things here.
Oh, this duct tape experiment was conducted in Tacoma.
Oh, well, there you go. Well, that explains it. All right, there you go. Quiet, Mommy's watching her stories. All right. And we're done. Ladies and gentlemen, greatest newsman in all of civilization. No, thank you, sir. Thank you. There you go. By the way, if you're waiting to see that episode of House, here's the email that Fox is sending out to everybody who complains. We've been unable to reschedule the episode of House that was interrupted to bring you the concession and victory speeches from the Oregon governor's race. Sorry. So there you go.
Oh, that sucks.
From Patrick McCreary. Mr. McCreary! News director. Let's see here. Corn pad pipe and a button nose. Thank you, Scotty. Debbie, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm adorable. How are you?
I'm okay. I was actually calling because I knew the TV show that Michael Ian Black was on before.
Okay.
And before that, you also were mentioning the Best Buy thing, and it's actually called Cockeysville, not Cookiesville. Unfortunately, I am from Baltimore, so I do know the difference.
I thought it was Baltimore.
Baltimore? All right, well, thank
you. Yeah. Give me a crab cake.
I tried to get the Baltimore accent out of my system.
And it's Cockeysville?
It's Cockeysville.
Cockeysville.
And yes, everyone in Baltimore is kind of a little bit slower, so the $2 bill thing really doesn't surprise me.
Man, well, the $2 bills, I actually don't see a whole lot of those around, but I do know that they exist. I think that's the difference between us and the people in the story.
No, they really do. I worked in a bank, too, and people go really crazy. Like, people are really into $2 bills, and they'll only want their change in $2 bills. So
my grandma gives me a $2 bill every year for Christmas.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's pretty cute. Mm. No, that is. And I'm sure that every town has a story like this, but in Provo, Utah, where I get to go in just a few weeks, there's this town called the Kennecott Copper Company, and they're a mining company. And there was an attempt to, unionize or something, and it's some crap, like the people versus the man. And, like, a bunch of the people were trying to unionize, or they were fighting the company somehow. And Kennecott did this legendary thing that people still talk about in Provo, where on one payday, they paid every employee in $2 bills. Every employee who worked for Kennecott Copper got this. So if you made, whatever, a grand, you got $1,000 in $2 bills. They paid the entire payroll in $2 bills. And that was so you could see how important the company was to the town. Because anywhere you shopped in town for the next year, anywhere you bought anything, anywhere you went, it was $2 bills everywhere. The entire town's money supply was, like, 80% of the money that changed hands in that town for the next year was $2 bills. And so that was a way for the company to say, we're the entire town. If you screw with us, we'll leave and you'll all be bankrupt. And it was a way to sort of instill fear into the town by showing how much influence they had. So, $2 bills. I'm not going to ask her about polygamy. Don't be an ass.
And I met Michael Ian Black, too, and he's married to her, just so you know.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I talked to him about his wife. He wasn't as good looking in person. He was really kind of awkward looking.
And yeah, well, that was kind of cute, though, how awkward he was.
Yeah, he was really nice.
Do women enjoy that when guys are awkward and know what the hell
sometimes
they're doing? Really?
Yeah, depending if you're really funny, like Michael Ian Black. Who, do you want to know the TV shows or not?
Well, I do, but I will first say this, that I think it's interesting that your first comment to Sarah is that he's married. Because the operative assumption is that Sarah just wants to shtup every guy who comes on the show somehow. Which I'm saying is not the case.
No, I know, but whatever.
All right, what is he, where would I know Michael Ian Black from?
Do you remember Jon Stewart's first show that was on MTV?
I do.
You wrote it, you watch it?
Yeah.
They were the sketch comedy group that was behind them.
Really? I don't even remember him being on there, but okay. I remember the show, though. Interesting.
And he was also on the show Ed, about that lawyer.
Ed, that's where I know him from. I didn't really watch that show a lot, but I do know, that's it. That's where I know him from. All right, fantastic. Debbie, God bless you.
All right, and Sarah, you should go to Zabala's tonight.
Okay.
I'll buy you a vodka tonic.
Oh,
or soda, whatever they are.
Let me ask you this, Debbie. What celebrity would you say you most closely resemble?
Since I moved to Portland, everyone tells me I look like that girl from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Phoebe Cates?
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh.
But you guys are both my MySpace friends. I'm the girl that's I have my clown makeup on because I'm a professional clown.
This just
like
gets better and better. So now, I've been known to be funny and awkward from time to time, Debbie. I would say that I have those traits as well.
Debbie, I'm going to find you on MySpace right now.
That's okay. A dismissive laugh. All right, Debbie, thank you. Call us anytime.
All right, thank you.
Right, there you go. That's Debbie. All right.
Are you married?
What? Who? What?
I'm just saying. I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Brother can't window shop? What are you talking about? It's part of the male cultural imperative. Women call up, they say they look like Phoebe Cates and like have a thing for clowns. You got to hit on them. It's what you do.
Is your wife out of town?
What? Who? No. Oh. I'm just kidding.
Oh, you were getting a beating tonight if she heard you.
That's a joke that I do sometimes people don't get. That's a John Lennon joke.
Yeah, nobody gets it.
Yeah.
Nobody gets it because it's real. No. There's this famous Beatles thing where he's being interviewed on television. No, I've totally...
Where your skill...
I'm
feeling
so
awkward now.
The other way, would you ride the bicycle backwards?
I'm feeling awkward because it really was a thing I said as a John Lennon reference, and I realize now that it sounded horrible.
Is it warm in here?
It is. I do. I feel all awkward
now. It's not fun when people make you feel uncomfortable like saying you stalk celebrities.
Hey, make an announcement about something you're not ready for.
we've all
of us are angry at Rick for one reason or another.
What have I done?
Coming to you.
No, there's this famous interview clip with John Lennon where they're like, John, in his, the early days, it's all black and white, and he's got the snap brim hat, and they're all, John, how does your wife feel? And they told him to downplay the fact that he was married because they wanted girls to find the Beatles, all, you know, all that. And so they're like, John, how does your wife feel about the band's success? And he goes, what? Who? Wife. And, I mean, it's just like the most awkward thing when you watch it, just as it was awkward now. It's just the most awkward thing because, like, you know that Cynthia Lennon is sitting at home in Liverpool going, wait, hello? I'm right here. And it's just, and he's just such a dick about it. They're like, what does your wife think? Who? And it's just like right into the camera. Just totally.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
You've seen it. Yeah. And they had told him that. They're like, say you don't have a wife.
That's a pretty obscure reference.
And so
though.
Cynthia Lennon is sitting right there in Liverpool. And she talks about watching that. Like, so, John, about the wife. And he's like, wife? Crikey. And now, you know, yeah. So, I do love my wife. No, it's...
That was a long trip to get to that last line. You could have just
skipped it all and just said, honey, I love you,
and just went on.
I felt compelled because Sarah's all, way to dig yourself in. And I'm like, I gotta crawl back.
Well, I do have to give, again, kudos to your skill that you never lose focus, that you're going to get to that point.
Somewhere
in another week, in another show, in another time zone. But
no, you know, it actually, to be fair, you know what it is? I can tell you this right now. If Laura's out there listening, maybe she is, maybe she's not, I don't know. But if she's listening, if she hears a girl call up and go, yeah, I look like Phoebe Cates, and there's a picture of me in clown makeup. She knows what's coming next. She knows it's going to be me going, so, have you ever been to a radio station? I mean, that's, she knows the deal.
Do you know the power of a program director?
Seriously, you know, I sometimes have an office, and I am upper management,
Debbie.
Oh,
I found Debbie.
It's got a door.
Is she hot?
She was my second friend.
Wait, that's a picture of a 10-year-old. Or am I wrong? It's from way across the room.
It does say she's 15.
What? Prank caller. Prank caller.
Oh.
Prank.
You're in trouble, Rick. Look at how cute this girl is.
She's not 15.
No, she's not. Her age says.
Okay, thank Christ. Jesus God.
Okay, come on now.
Oh, hey, hello.
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 And she's a professional clown? Okay. That's pretty cool.
Is there an attorney in the house?
Hello. This program is going so well.
Hey.
It went so well, and it was all going well until I knew she was a clown. I could see the Phoebe Cates thing. She looks like somebody else who, but I can't quite put my finger on it.
Yeah, me too.
She kind of looks like that. What's that girl from Pulp Fiction? Maria Villalobos. The girl, the taxi driver that drives Bruce Willis around.
Mm, yeah.
She kind of looks like her, too. There you go, Demi. Never say I never did nothing for you. See, and because she's Debbie, I always assume that she's a bottle blonde. All girls named Debbie have got, like, a bad bleach blonde hair, except for her. Real quickly, Tom, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Hi, Rick. How you doing?
I want to talk to Tom.
You bet. Anyway, I heard a DOA about an hour ago.
Yes.
And wanted to thank you.
That's what I do.
And also wanted to say that should give you a discount on the push-ups because that wasn't promoed at the top of the hour.
Thank you, sir. God bless you. Tom, you call us anytime. All right, thank you. All right. Let's welcome now to the... it's all descended into awkwardness now.
The postman is the person in your neighborhood.
Welcome to our good friend Mailman Chris. Hello, sir.
How are you today?
Oh, you know, I was fine until about 9 minutes ago.
Hey, wait a minute. Yeah. That's when I got here.
No. I was saying earlier in the hallway that it's been a great show, but as the show has gone on, it's just become more and more chaotic and frayed. So, I'm rolling, brother. What do you got?
Sorry, I couldn't be on this morning. I had, it's a busy day and I had someone with me.
I don't know anything about that.
So, but you got to the Britney sex tape, got tickets given away, Lisa and Jim, both there, and talked about Michael Jackson's hands. You did not get the story about someone walking into something he shouldn't have.
That's true.
And crap you didn't even know you could eat.
Oh.
And Whoopi in the morning.
You didn't tease Whoopi in the morning.
All right. But crap you didn't know you could eat, and the thing, guy walking into a thing you shouldn't.
But you did get the creepiest song ever, and I think that almost should be something, because that song is going to haunt me.
No, you should be punished for playing that
Sarah
song.
Sarah has to fly next week.
Yeah, but then...
She'll be flying!
Stop, you know I'm afraid of flying.
And then the G.I. Joe gem porn,
which wasn't even really porn. I'm really disappointed in that, actually.
That was like Cinemax.
Yep. Yeah, it's true.
Well, you didn't even get to the porny part.
The porny part? The pornucopia? Yes. What can you do? What do you love about me? Your eyes, your body, your
green
lush green hair. Yes, you know I have a thing for green hair. This is just a big ball of awkward now, isn't it? All right. So where am I at? What, 44?
You let me get in your head. You shouldn't
let
that.
You were at 45 going into today.
I'm at what?
You were at 45 going into today.
Yeah.
So if we add 2, that puts you at 47.
Yeah. All right. All right. Thank you, sir. And we'll. I'm imagining we will speak with you tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
All right, there you go. By the way, tomorrow also we'll be having a post-hitting contest. Returning Victor John Paul, program director from Couple, will be taking on a challenger. He's called
he just
somebody
else. Because he doesn't have a cubicle to stay in?
Totally. Well, yeah, totally, because otherwise it's wandering the hall sadly, looking at his office that he used to be able to use. Dennis Pitzenbarger, the Fuel Show, premieres this Saturday, 9 to 11, right here on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
Absolutely proud to be here. It will be a great show with Mario Andretti for the first week. And, of course, the wrap-up of the NASCAR season at Homestead.
Tomorrow, another chance for you to win backstage with Tim Conway, Harvey Korman. We want to thank CNN radio correspondents Jim Roop and Lisa Goddard. We also want to thank Gary Baumgarten from PalTalk.com. Dennis Pitzenbarger for being here as well. Rick Emerson Show produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. News director Tim Riley, who looks like Anderson Cooper. And Scotty J is our PA. Manager of the Rick Emerson Office East is Dave Zinn. As always, the message writing down. Thank you for listening. Like us next. See y'all tomorrow at 11 a.m. Bye.
Ah!